For funeral directors in Philadelphia, the city's unrelenting gun violence epidemic has been daunting. There's less time between funerals, but a lot more emotional and physical stress as they guide family after family through a process steeped in shock and consuming pain. WHYY's Aaron Mozell spoke to a pair of them and has this report.
Ask Imam Sutuddin Muhammad how he knows Philadelphia is experiencing a historic surge in gun violence, and he'll give you three chilling answers. By the numbers, he's officiating far more funerals. Before the pandemic, he averaged three services a month. He's now doing roughly five services a week.
And of those five that you're doing on average each week, how many of those would you say are gunshot victims?
Every last one of them.
All of them?
All of them. Every last one of them.
The monthly electric bills at the sizable Masjid Muhammad leads in Germantown are another indication. They've doubled during the pandemic because more families are using the three-floor facility for their repasts, in part because it's considered safer than inviting people back to the neighborhood where the shooting occurred. But it's perhaps the cleric's final piece of evidence that's most striking. Muhammad says the violence is so unrelenting that he's in the process of buying land from local cemeteries, so he knows there will be a Muslim burial plot when he needs one.
Oh, we're definitely going to need it. You know, we're definitely going to need it. And the other thing is that it's important to us to try to bury all the Muslims together.
All of it weighs heavily on Muhammad, a longtime anti-violence advocate. He says it's particularly hard because many of the funerals he's leading are for teenagers and young adults.
You know, I try to give it to God. I try to talk it out with God because it is so disheartening, and it's also so lonely.
West Philly funeral director Michael Forrest can relate. He says he does his best not to fixate on what he's witnessed on the job.
I mean, I would have PTSD. I couldn't do it. You go home and you reset.
The work still takes a toll. Unlike a lot of his counterparts, Forrest has his hands on every step of the business. He says all of them are more taxing when he's helping a family that's lost a loved one to gun violence.
Emotionally, physically, the time, effort, dealing with the families, their emotions, as they unpack their anger issues, the regrets, the guilt, and they all come and they put it in my lap. I don't necessarily get blamed for it, but sometimes I'm the punching bag because I'm the one that they can lash out upon because I'm sitting there. I'm easy target.
Forrest also does the embalming. The process puts him face-to-face with every gunshot victim who comes through the doors of his Cobbs Creek funeral home for long stretches of time. Embalming a person who was fatally shot can take up to 5 hours, more than twice as long as it typically takes to preserve someone who died of natural causes.
You can have multiple gunshots, wounds, and you have to sew those holes. You have the examination that the medical examiner does, and you have to put these people back together and make them presentable as if it hadn't happened.
Arranging more funerals for gunshot victims has also made Forrest's business more dangerous. Even before the pandemic, he says it wasn't unusual for the perpetrator of a shooting or a member of a rival street group to poke their head into a funeral service. He says there's also always the possibility of someone showing up to a church or cemetery to fire off a few shots.
Some want revenge, some want to make a point, some want to scare the family. There's so many different reasons as to why these things happen.
Forrest says he's not sure when things will change.
I think we need to take a page out of the books of old and just learn conflict resolution and just be a little kinder and a little more understanding. With some dialogue, you know, I don't know, some meditation, maybe we can get through this.
Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.